a young boy goes with his mother, they went to a wedding. This is new to him. So he goes to the mum, his mum goes, how come the bride's in white? She goes, this is the best day of her life. This is the day she's been waiting for. This is the day of happiness. This is the day of joy. This is the day of... So, oh. Yes, sir. So why is the groom in black? Voila, because it's... And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. Every one of us here is convinced that because when I get married, I'm going to find happiness. And I walk those shoes. People start telling me about what? The honeymoon. You heard that? Look at, honestly, look how nice the name is, eh? Honeymoon. I thought honeymoon means what? Oh, I was going to go to Malaysia, go to the hotel, and what? Honey was going to fall from the sky and from the roof and rashul. And khalas, bro, I couldn't care less. Wallahi, some brothers, when it comes to marriage, he's so convinced that this is his happiness, he ends up marrying a woman that's not good for his deen. A woman that all of his family is totally against. Wallahi, we do the ajayib. We do the ajayib, bro. We marry, oh my heart. People, you think, cuz, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? But we go through extreme measures. Extreme measures. I remember when I got married, I was about to go on my honeymoon, and an old man came up to me, Wallahi, now, I want to know where he is. So I can kiss his feet. He sees me happy, he's obviously miserable. Yes, why are you so happy? So Shahr al Asal, bro. I said, I'm going on my honeymoon, bro. Ali Asal, Tlu Allah Asal, bro. He said to me, I can enjoy the Asal. I said, what do you mean? Yes, we like Khalini Lakshali, and I told what's that? He gets me the first few bites here, they're honey, bro. I said to him, yeah, he gets me, then down the bottom, it's something else. Mash, with all due respect. I said to him, nah, cuz it's not like that. He gets me, all right. I'm not going to tell you about me, on my honeymoon, bro. 3 days into my honeymoon, wallahi, I wanted to throw her from the hotel room, bro. Open the window and just do those ones. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. Babe, I'm not having a go at my wife. That's the reality, man. That's reality. How many of us now, we're having marriage problems? Why? Because we didn't think beyond the marriage. We didn't think beyond the wedding day. I got married, yeah, and so what do I do now? My brothers and sisters, your happiness, wallahi, is not in these things, man. Yes, we get married. Yes, we work. Yes, we buy a car to get on with life. Yes, I might buy a house if I can afford it through halal means. Yes, to shelter my family. Of course, this is all, you know, these are all the requirements of life. Yes, we do these things, but not at the price of sacrificing my deen, man. Never, ever put dunya before deen. Never. Wallahi, my brothers, how many of us, because of work, how many Muslims on a weekly basis, they miss Jum'ah? Why? Because my boss doesn't let me go, man. My boss doesn't what? My boss doesn't let me go. Or because of uni, they miss Jum'ah. Why? Because my boss or my teacher, whatever, doesn't let me go. Muslims that are stuck in jobs where they're not allowed to grow their beards. He actually wants to grow it. I'm not talking about the guy who doesn't want to grow it. That's a different story. This guy actually wants to grow it. But because of his job, you know, his boss, you know, cuz look, you know, I work as a concierge, or, you know, I have to deal with people and it's not really befitting. Allahu Akbar, man. My brothers, let me tell you something. Do we worship Allah or do we worship dunya, man? You know what it means to worship? Many of us, when we say, you know, this guy worships dunya, we think what? That this guy, he puts a $100 note down on the floor and he makes sajda to it. No. You know what it means to worship? It means to obey. To worship someone is to what? It's to obey him. So when my boss says to me, get up at 7, and I'm up at 7, and Allah tells me, wake up at 4, and I don't wake up at 4, who do I obey? Who? When boss says to me, no Jum'ah, Allah says to me, Jum'ah, and I don't go to Jum'ah because my... Who do I really obey? Allah or dunya? So when I obey dunya and I don't obey Allah, am I worshipping Allah or am I worshipping dunya? Ooh, it's a big one now, eh? That's a heavy one, huh? Brothers and sisters, that's reality, man. That's reality. This world, my brothers, is wallahi, you take nothing with you, man. You take nothing with you, bro. No matter who you are, wallahi, no matter how many houses you buy, no matter how many... Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine, bro, imagine. Imagine. Jibreel comes down to the Prophet of Allah. Like, look at this conversation, bro. Look at this conversation. Imagine this conversation. Jibreel says to Muhammad, he says, Ya Muhammad, عيش ما شئت. O Muhammad, O Messenger of Allah, live for as much as you desire. Eventually you will what? You will die, man. He says, you will die. He says, O Muhammad, love whoever you want. Eventually you will what? You will depart. He says, O Muhammad, do as you please. Eventually you'll be held accountable and responsible for your actions, man. My brothers and sisters, don't get caught up in this world. Wallahi, this world is nothing. Take this world for its reality. It's an illusion. Yesterday we were young, healthy, fit, good looking, whatever. Now we're starting to feel pain in our knees. Now we're starting to get some white hairs coming out. Now we're starting... Tomorrow you're gone, man. That's the cycle, bro. My brothers and sisters, we need to make deen our focus. We need to make Allah Azza wa Jal our focus. The scholars give a beautiful analogy. Scholars give a beautiful, beautiful analogy. And I really want to share it with you, yeah? They say, imagine deen was the sun. And your shadow was dunya. They say, if you take the deen, so the sun, and you throw it behind your back, meaning you make it the least of your worries, where's the sun now? Behind me. So where's my shadow now? It's in front of me. They say if you throw deen behind you, the sun, your shadow will be in front of you. And no matter how fast you run after your shadow, you'll never catch it. Why? Because it's ahead of you, man. No matter how much you run after this dunya, my brother, you'll never ever, ever catch it. But then they say, you know, if you grab this sun, if you grab the deen, and you put it in front of you, and you make that your focus, and you make that your priority, where's your shadow now? Now it's running after you, isn't it? Now it's chasing you. And that's the reality. When you make deen your focus, you make Allah Azza wa Jal your focus, deen, dunya will run after you. And then anytime you want your dunya, I don't have to go far, bro. I turn around and I pick it up, it's there. It's there. My brothers, Malish, we've gone too long, man. Anyway. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring the reality of dunya into our hearts. And my brothers, wallahi and sisters, things to take home now is... get married and throw her from the hotel room, eh? No, don't. Things we need to do is continuously speak about the reality of dunya. Don't let things grow in your heart. You know what I do? I'll share this with you. This is my personal tactic. Don't go around now and put it down people's throats and people say, well, look, this is what Hubbus is teaching people. Do this to yourself. This is what I do to myself. Whenever I see something that, heck, my heart starts doing these ones too and my eyes start glittering, what do I say? Use tampon. Ya Allah, what an anticlimax. Straight away, reality. No. You Huh? Straight away, don't let things grow in your heart. When brothers are sitting there and they're talking about something, talking about dunya, talking about how mad this is and how hectic this is, with wisdom, try to redirect their focus. Try to redirect their focus. And this is what Rasulullah ﷺ did after one of the battles. After one of the battles, one of the companions, he, you know, after the battle, the companions used to take the booty of war, whatever was left, the gold, the silver, the knives, whatever was left, swords. So one of the companions, and for companions, this was the most halal money. So anyone you killed, you took whatever he had. So companions used to take this, and then they used to trade amongst one another. So one of the companions, he traded so much, till he made the most money on that day. He made the most money. So he comes to the Prophet of Allah, he's happy. He says, a Prophet of Allah, no one today was more successful than me. Meaning what? No one made more money than I did. So Rasulullah ﷺ look at our teacher, man. He sees what? He sees now that he's somewhat being affected by dunya. So what does the Prophet of Allah do? He redirected him. He says, no, I know someone that made more money than you. So the companion says, no, Prophet of Allah, trust me, I know, cuz. I was on the battlefield. I dealt with everyone. I traded with everyone. And I made more money than everyone. He says, no, I know someone that made more. He says, a Prophet of Allah, who? He says, anyone that prayed 2 rak'at, nawafil, like that, sunan, lillahi ta'ala. Anyone that prayed 2 rak'at, it's worth more than the world and what it contains. Worth more than the world and what it contains. And that's the truth. We know the reality of dunya. We know the reality of dunya. Our hearts burn when money is taken away from us. Our hearts, they burn. And I give this example. If wallahi, if anyone here had an AMG or had an M5, whatever it is, some hectic car, bro. You bought a hectic car and I bought it and it wasn't insured and I parked in front of my driveway and the next morning I woke up and some odd day burnt it for me, bro. Yeah? Someone burnt it for me, yeah? Automatically your heart, what? Come on, bro. Wallahi, that's a burner. Wallah, that's a burn job. But if I missed Fajr that morning, honestly, would you be upset? Come on, cuz. It's alright, bro. It's only a sunnah. You don't have to do it. Don't be so hard on yourself. Allah ghafur rahim, man. You cry for the car. You cry when someone scratches your car, you cry. But the ummah is missing Fajr. Rasulullah ﷺ, he says, the sunnah of Fajr, never mind Fajr. He says, the sunnah of Fajr is worth more than the world and what it contains. And we're missing it on a daily basis. Is anyone there to cry for it? So my brothers, we need to wake up to reality of things, man. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring the reality of dunya into our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the love of Him and His Prophet and His Deen into our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Firdaus al-A'la. Wa nusalli ala al-Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.